Now, last time I spoke to Stephanie Agnew in Melbourne, Australia, she was raising awareness about sight loss with Rocky, her guide dog, and her blog, Rocky and Me. And she was preparing to get married. And, well, the big day has passed. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How's married life?
Oh, very good. It's been very busy.
Yeah, last time you had some big plans for the wedding, but it looked absolutely spectacular. It was at your aunt's house, was it?
No, it was on, the venue was on the same road as my great aunt's house, so I was able to imagine what the view was like because I saw the view when I was a child, and so, yeah, I could imagine exactly what that view was like because I had that picture in my head.
So tell us a little bit, just for the background, for those that didn't know, you have no sight now, do you?
Correct. So I have a tiny bit of light and dark shape and shadow, but not much at all. So basically my sight is like looking at an old TV that you're trying to tune in with rabbit ear antennas, and it's that just the grey and black and white fuzz.
Now, your wedding, it was uniquely accessible, wasn't it? Tell us a little bit about that, because I know there was blindfolds involved, weren't there?
Correct, yeah. So it was really important for us to make sure the wedding was as sensory as possible for me, because weddings are quite a visual event, and I wanted to make sure that I was included as well as my mum, who is also blind, so that we could all really enjoy the day as much as the sighted guests. So we had a lot of different things. So I worked closely with my florist to make sure that all the flowers on the day were very fragrant, and also different sensations when you touch them. So some of the foliage in my bouquet felt like suede, and then other things felt different, like a silky, satiny, leafy feel. We also had an owl fly down the aisle to deliver the rings. So an owl flew down and landed on my arm.
A real owl?
Which was, yeah, a real owl.
Wow.
Yeah, like the Harry Potter owl. and that was a surprise. Nobody knew about that except for our bridal party. So the owl just sort of came out of nowhere and flew down the aisle and landed on me, which was really cool. And then, yeah, we had the blindfolds. So we asked all of our guests to wear blindfolds while we exchanged our vows, so that they could experience the day the way myself and my mum were experiencing part of it as well. So it was really good. Everyone really loved the idea, and it just made everyone be really present in that moment, I think. You know, even though there were no mobile phones during the ceremony, it was, you still look at the view, or you do other things and maybe not be completely present in a situation like that, but it really made everyone be present and just really raised awareness around the whole vision loss and showed people how I live my life.
Now, your photographer is a friend of yours, James Day. Now, he's done something a little special, hasn't he, with the album?
Yeah, he has. He did. It all started on the day, well, a long time before the day, because he said he'd been planning it ever since I called him. But on the day, he organised 10 different fabrics, so all different textures of fabrics, and matched them with 10 different essential oils. So at different parts of the day, I was given a piece of fabric that had an essential oil matched with it, so that I could feel the fabric and smell the scent, and that it would then take me back to that time during the day. So I got one when I was getting ready, and then one when I was about to walk down the aisle, and then when we were getting our photos taken, and at all the important parts of the day. And he said he was going to implement that into something. So a couple of weeks ago, we went to Sydney and we were presented with our wedding film, which Lemon Tree Film House did an absolutely amazing job. They made sure that all of the sounds were there for me. So a lot of wedding videos are quite visual and they just have the music in the background. But our wedding video is quite audio, so you can hear a lot of sounds from the day. A lot of people were mic'd up, and I can actually imagine that whole video because of the way that they put it together. It's really accessible. And then after we watched that video, James presented me first with 8 prints. and he'd had them printed through a special machine through Vision Australia, and the images were heated, so they then were risen, so I could actually feel, it's almost like Braille in a picture, so not obviously the dots, but I could actually feel my dress, I could feel the owl landing on my arm, and I could really imagine the photos. So some of the photos had been described to me previously, but when I felt them, they really came to life, and I was like, oh, I actually imagined that a little bit differently, but now I can actually feel the whole outline and all of the shapes of that image, which is really amazing. And I thought that was amazing. And then he presented us with a completely sensory wedding album. So when I open it up, the 10 fabrics from the day are all in there. And in the box are the 10 different essential oils in these beautiful crystal glasses. And then when you open the wedding album, it has the sounds from the day embedded in it. So each page that I turn basically speaks to me. So the first page I turn is Rob reading me a letter in the morning. And so I know that those photos are of us both getting ready. And then the next page is my mum giving me a piece of fabric with the essential oil and us feeling each other's dresses. And it's the recordings from that. And it just goes on and on. There's our vows, like the music from our first dance, everything. And it's just absolutely amazing. So the fact that they've put these sounds into the wedding album, it's never ever been done before, and they've actually made it so it's rechargeable, so it will never go flat like the happy birthday cards that sing to you. We can recharge it and it will always have those sounds for me.
Now, Stephanie, it sounds like it has really worked as well, because you remember it all in so much detail.
Yes, absolutely. Like all of it together. So the feeling of the fabric, the smell of the essential oil, and then the sound, they all match together, and it's made that memory come back like it was the same day. It's just all of them have just done such an amazing job, and they've just thought outside of the box and done things that I didn't even know were possible.
Well, it sounds fantastic. The pictures look absolutely lovely. What's next for you? You thinking of having a family, do you think?
Yeah, we are. We are. There's a little bit involved with it, but we both would really like to have a child. So maybe in the next 12 to 18 months we might try and have a baby. But there's a lot of things going on at the moment. The whole wedding story has raised so much awareness. It's gone to so many different countries, and it's just really opened a lot of doors for us as well. And it's enabling me to raise even more awareness and get out there and motivate people and do some public speaking around overcoming adversity and doing things differently. So it's really exciting times and busy times for us at the moment. It's great.
Well, I'd love to catch up with you perhaps a little later in the year, see how things are all going. But Stephanie Agnew, it's been an absolute pleasure. It sounds like it was a fairy tale wedding. Thank you so much for sharing your day with us.
It definitely was a fairy tale. Thank you.